It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest challenge, to be frank, is actually addressing the team, having your different vibe and who you are, without making it seem like you're taking shots at your predecessor.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that every time, whether we did something good or bad, it was not taking a shot at Quinny in any form of way.
Quinny.
And like for me, that was my biggest challenge because of the respect level that I have for Dan Quinn.
Yeah, no, that has to be a little bit of a tough needle to thread as the interim coach because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got fired because we're bad.
Yeah.
And while I was helping them, whatever I was doing, I was the offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, whatever my job was on the staff, I probably disagreed with some of the stuff they were doing when they're the head coach. So what are you going to do? So now I got to change it how I see fit to try to make this team win now, because this is now an interview for me, essentially, live job interview, without being like, yeah, well, that sucked. That was terrible. We can't do that. This guy's an idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't thought about that.
I've been through it twice. And one of the funnier ones was the guy who replaced the head coach, like, I don't want to say had a fit, but he was, like, getting upset because they wouldn't let him move into the big office.
Oh, like when he was the interim?
Yeah.
He wanted to move all his stuff
over?
Yeah,
he wanted to move all his stuff to the big office.
That seems like the wrong thing to be focused on.
Yeah, he wanted to move all his stuff to the big office.
Did that guy end up ever becoming a head coach?
Nope.
Yeah, that seems like stuff that...
Nope.
That's,
Nope.
Small potatoes,
It is. But I think, you know, what Raw is looking at it a lot like how you already explained it. You go down there and kick them in the mouth. And I'm talking about from the start, because the one thing about these teams, especially in the NFL, if you let them hang around,
yep.
Because when you're letting them hang around, you're making mistakes.
Yes.
You're not being consistent. You are, foot to the pedal. Just all the way mashing the gas. You are really, really, and then you get to a point where the fourth quarter and they're up by 3 points.
Exactly.
And then you start pressing.
The more you let that happen, exactly.
Yes.
There's pressure on you because they're not good.
Yes.
But then they also start to believe more and more, it was that guy.
Yep.
It was that coach. We're good. We're awesome. And now we got this new guy in here. Everything's going to be different. Like, you just have to remind them very quickly that Dennis Allen wasn't the issue.
Yep.
The issue was that they're a lot of injuries for sure, but the roster's kind of only okay, and that's that. And a lot of teams they've played are better than them, including the Falcons. So, yeah, go out early and establish that, and hopefully you can have some victory formations in the fourth quarter. Raheem talked about Drake London and Grady yesterday. Sounds good on both of them.
Yeah.
So,
like to hear that. Grady's come out and said he's going to play.
Maybe that's why they did a walkthrough yesterday.
Maybe. And I just love how Kirk Cousins said it was, let me find it. What did he say? It was well received. No blank. No blank. You telling me what? Hold on. Huh?
Yeah.
No pads? Hold on. No running? But
that would be like every time there's free food here.
Yes.
If someone was like, not only was there free food, but it was well received.
Yeah.
People really liked it.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, we do.
But no, I mean, when you have that, but the thing about it, it's not a blanket around type operation. It's all about being focused and all those different things. Because the one thing
they're taking the Saints lightly.
You don't want to look at it that way.
That's why they did it.
No. That's not why.
They lose on Sunday. I'm tweeting it.
Oh, yeah. There's always another reason
hot
for that.
Ready.
There's always another reason for these
got
things.
Got a hot take in the camera.
I mean, it's all about, and first of all, as a coach, you got to know your team to be able to do this. But it's all about the focus and everything when everybody's going around. I mean, so it's a walkthrough as far as the physical rest, but everything else is supposed to be sped up through the reads and everything like that. So
it'd be pretty cool if they could do to the Saints, because it's the final time they'll play them this year. what the Saints did to them last year.
Beat the hell out
remember
of them.
Remember that final game of the season last year?
Beat the hell out of them.
Absolutely beat the brakes off of them. That'd feel pretty good. Get to 7-3, 5-0 in the division, all that good stuff. In about an hour and 15 minutes from right now, the Atlanta Falcons offensive line coach and run game coordinator, Dwayne Ledford, is going to join the show. We're going to talk to him about what all that's going to look like on Sunday. Talking about that offensive line.
Yeah, man.
And that run game.
Yeah. Because, I mean, any offensive line coach will tell you, that's what I want to do.
You got to run the ball.
That's what I want to do.
Got to
run
the
ball.
You got to run the football. All right. Awesome game for the Hawks last night.
Dude.
Really cool win over the Knicks. And probably the biggest story of the night was this right here.
Trey out on the right wing. Here comes a double. Throws it to Zach Rizashay. Foul line jumper is good. And the Hawks have tied the game at 110. The kid has 30 points on the night.
Your man played well.
He played
Well. Played well.
33 points last night. I think it's the second most points ever for a Hawks rookie. Highest rookie point total this season. It's early in the season.
Oh, okay.
Highest rookie point total of any game this season. He's the number one pick, so probably should be doing that. Yeah. But my only nitpick with him and them last night is he had 22 in the first half. He hit 5 threes.
Yes.
He made his first three of the second half and then didn't take another one.
Yes, stay
like,
aggressive.
That's not on him. Like, no. Feed this man.
Give him a ball.
You got to get this guy the basketball. He went 6 of 10 from 3. No way.
I'm going at least 15.
You got to shoot 15.
Yeah.
If you make 6 of 10, you got to get 5 more up.
Yes.
Now he's playing in the flow of the offense, and they won the game and all that. But yeah, if I'm on that basketball team, I'm feeding the young man, letting him get some more threes up.
I thought that he was he was really good. We talked about Jalen on Monday, I think it was, how good he's been this season. Jalen Johnson's been really good.
I must have been you.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was very freaky. Yeah. And I think that you look at how Trey played yesterday, and the craziest part was when they got the rebound, they got the fast break, and he tosses the Clint. I'm just like, dunk it, Clint!
Yeah, because he did.
He put it through the hole, put the guy in the basket and everything. But, yeah, I thought that getting the win, because the Knicks are one of the better thought-of teams in the East, and these are the games that the Hawks will lose down the stretch.
This is the best win they have against a good team this year.
Yes,
for sure.
No doubt. No doubt.
Because they've had some stinkers against some real good teams, the Celtics and the Thunder and teams like that. But, yeah, like if they can get this type of performance where Trey is excellent, where he's 23-10, played some pretty good defense too in the fourth quarter, and Jalen Johnson's giving you what he's giving you, 23-15. Like, those guys are going to be able to give you around a double double every single night. It's all about who that other person that comes along with them is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's Rizashay last night. At other times it's been Dyson Daniels this year. You had Onyeka Okongwu with that big performance on opening night. Like, it's all about that third person coming along with them. And if you get a great performance like this from that third player, you can beat anybody.
Yeah.
Like, that was a really nice, performance.
It was a nice all-around team performance for them. Like you said, the Rizashay was outstanding yesterday. Young man was hitting his shot, playing better defense. Like, he's an all-world lockdown defender. But he's a better defender than I think they gave him credit coming into the league.
That was his thing. He was supposed to be like...
I thought he was not supposed to be a great defender.
I was supposed to be like elite wing and shooting.
Okay, I thought that's what it was. I thought elite offensively. I didn't know what they were talking about. Because I remember they were saying he's going to struggle offensively.
Well, just like physically,
he played pretty good.
But he's just smart. Like, him and Daniels both, watching them play defense is just like, I don't know how to, I mean, they're just in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Even when Daniels is trailing a defender, or if maybe he gets, you know, off a step or something like that, he still has a really good ability to recover and be in a place to make them uncomfortable or make them have to make a bad decision. Like, that dude, he's a difference maker defensively.
He is, because
Dyson Daniels is an absolute pest on defense.
And that's his focus. You know what I mean? Like, his whole, and he said this, his objective, he wants to be all NBA, defensive all NBA. That's what he wants to do. That is what he's striving for and everything. And you love that, because that is something that we've been talking about, another bigger guard that takes on the team's best wing player, ball handler, whatever you want to call it. And he had the Jalen Brunson assignment yesterday. And so when you had that guy, and I thought down the stretch they did a great job with him and Trey doing the screening role, getting Jalen onto Trey last night. I thought that was a great job, especially in the fourth quarter doing that. But, yeah, I mean, this is going to be that process, because we talk about how you win in this league. Obviously, we talk about all-star players and good players win games. But it's also a body type that wins games also. And we talk about the bigger wings, like a guy like Jalen, a guy like Rizashay, those type body players are the ones in this league that help you win football. I mean, basketball.
It's great to be able to have a couple of those guys to deploy in crunch time.
Yes.
And guys that can actually do it. Like, there's been guys with that body type on this roster for the last handful of years. But, their defense just wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have guys that can actually do it. Nice win. Really nice win last night. And then Trey told all the Knicks fans
to bring
their ass home, which was fantastic.
Because I wasn't there last night, but obviously I wasn't there last night, but did it look like old times when all the Knicks fans were there?
There's some Knicks fans in there. Okay. There's some Knicks fans in there. Whatever. Trey likes playing in front of the Knicks fans. He's not worried about it. You want to hear Trey tell them?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Since we're referencing it, we have the audio.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick.
Get them out of here. Now get out of here. Who was that last one?
About those big Tigger.
That was Tigger. Now get out of here. get your ass out of here, man. We don't want you down here no way. All right.
Don't crease your Timberlands on the way out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's going to be ruckus when they go back up there, though. That's what I'm going to love.
Great.
More than anything. Great. Trey plays well in that.
When the Knicks hate Trey, that means the Hawks are playing good.
Yes.
Like the last couple of years, it's just been, remember when they hated him and they would like chant blank Trey Young at Yankees games and stuff like that? That all kind of faded away.
Yeah.
Because the Hawks weren't good.
But now they're playing better. But like you just said, Bunk, that is the best win they've had, I think, this season.
Best win of the year.
Best win of the year.
No doubt.
Hopefully they can build off of it.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear from Lane Kiffin.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been talking about Carson Beck.
It's a good problem to have. To me, you have a highly talented quarterback like him that can make all the throws and has thrown some picks. You just got to work through that part, and still you got a great quarterback, versus some people around the country say, okay, well, they protect the ball, but the quarterback can't make the throws. So it's a good problem to have. Like I said, these guys scored 30 in every game and are extremely talented.
I like what somebody said that I saw a tweet about Carson Beck to go back to the factory setting.
Just hit the reset button.
Hit the reset button and send Carson back to the factory settings. He's got to play better. And necessarily not play better. He can't throw interceptions. When he's not throwing interceptions, he's playing good.
I know. It's a ridiculous thing to say, but it's true.
Yeah. Don't come out there with that damn eye black on and all that crap. Just go play football.
Bo, did you get the
thing I sent you? Maybe we can get that in the college football when Kirby and everything after the game against Florida and everything. So hopefully we can get it in. It ain't a lot of cursing.
Do you know what that was? That was Kirby trying Beck back to the factory settings. That's exactly what that was. And we'll play it for you later.
Because we need him.
Essentially, that was Kirby immediately after the game in Florida, told Carson to stand up in the locker, keep it awesome, and we can help him play better.
Yes.
Didn't say anything about it. He said he didn't play his best game, whatever. Yes. But, like, that's just a coach having the pulse of his team, knowing exactly what needs to be said.
Because he wasn't
saying
that to Stetson. He was a dog cuss Stetson.
He didn't. Stetson was mentally tough.
Yes. Yes.
He had been everywhere.
Yes.
He made his way back. And something about walk-ons and all that. Carson needs an arm around his shoulder from time to time. That's what Kirby was doing, which is good coaching.
Go. Here you go. All right. But no.
Everybody needs to be coached different.
If he doesn't throw the picks, especially on Saturday, throws you in his football game.
I think that's right.
Yeah, because Ole Miss is uber talented.
They're very talented.
They got a lot of good players. They got players that give – the type of players that give Georgia problems, mainly wide receivers.
Yep, they got wide receivers that can go get it. They got a quarterback that's hyper-efficient, runs the ball pretty well.
He's only thrown three picks all year.
The whole year. He's thrown three picks the whole
three
year.
Picks. Touchdowns, three picks.
As much as they leads the nation in passing, and he's thrown three interceptions, which is tough. The other thing that I didn't realize Ole Miss led the nation in, sacks.
Yes.
They get to the quarterback they got 42 times this year.
And it's not even – they got one guy – for Florida. He has 7.5 sacks. You got another guy.
They got one guy with nine. I don't know how to say his name, but he's got nine sacks.
So you got 9, 7.5, and you throw a couple guys in there with 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a problem.
They are a problem.
They're a problem, dude. Yeah. That, what's it called back in that defense?
Yeah.
That would look like. Yeah, they're a problem.
And the main thing like Arkansas got steamrolled, but it all started with bad turnovers. Mm-hmm. Like, it started with bad turnovers in that game.
Arkansas was in the game. Then you have a quarterback who fumbles it and they recover for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And it was a wrap.
And then they hurt him because they sacked him 1,000 times.
Yeah,
and then they brought in their backup, by the way, who's from Kennesaw. Arkansas's backup quarterback's from Kennesaw.
Okay.
Because everybody in the country has a quarterback who's from the Atlanta area in one way or another. Yeah, and then they got beat 63-0.
Yeah.
Because...
But my thing with
you
that whole
63,
like
points.
They were, I think it was like 50-14 or something, and Arkansas scores, and the dude who scores all in the crowd doing his like
that
poses.
That's the quarterback from Kennesaw.
Oh, yeah. That's him.
That was him. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you, boy?
I don't know.
Y'all are getting throttled.
He was flexing.
He's flexing
folding his arms.
You're getting throttled.
It was 42-17 at the time.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man. And then Lane's like, "All right, we'll put three more."
And
on
then
you.
Lane said, "Okay, you want to do that? You're getting throttled, and your ass want to."
I know. All right. we'll come back and get to the back page with Bo an hour early as the Falcons offensive line coach, run game coordinator Dwayne Ledford is going to join us at 12:20. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.